Blog Talk Radio.
Good day. This is Dr. Louisa. Thank you very much for joining in on our show today, this lovely, lovely Tuesday afternoon, September the 6th. And we'd like you to know that we have some important information once again to share with you. We're going to ask you to please excuse all the background noise that you will be hearing. We hope that you have a pencil available that you may write down some important information. Also remember, if you are on the computer where you can see the speaker, it would be a good idea if you would check the follow icon so you'll receive your alert when the next show will start. Hope you have something to document information down on with today. We want to first start off by giving you the National Domestic Violence Hotline. That number is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. They also have a text line. You text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to 888-788. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can also do a live chat by using your computer or your phone to go to thehotline.org. Thehotline, one word, .org, so that you may chat. Your safety is always first when you call the National Domestic Violence Hotline. The hotline is a personal individual, and people call in for concerns about family members, friends, or survivors. Some abusive partners also seeking to change themselves. You may be concerned or unsure of what to expect when you contact the center, but they are guided by strict ethics policies. They're there to answer your call, to shift power back to those affected by relationship abuse. You can ask them for a copy of their code of ethics, and they will be glad to email it to you. They use tactics used to break down equality in the relationship to make the partner feel less vulnerable and undeserving of respect. Abuse is a learned behavior. Once again, abuse is a learned behavior. Some people witness it in their own families while they're growing up. Others learn from friends, popular culture, or through social inequalities. No matter how learned those who are abusive, the act of being abusive is to make a choice to do so. You can choose to do it, and the person can choose not to. Some individuals who experience or witness abuse who use their experiences to end the cycle of abuse and heal themselves without hurting others. While there are other factors that can cause someone to be abusive, but that is not the issue. Being an alcohol user or a drug user does not cause domestic abuse themselves. Anyone can be abusive, and anyone can be abused. Feelings of confusion, fear, anger, not knowing if you are right or wrong, if something in the relationship is a normal, are all normal reactions to abuse. But you may also feel isolated or like no one understands. Reach out to trusted family and friends or even the member hotline to talk through your situation and help you build a plan that fits your situation. Once again, that number is 1-800-799-SAFE. 1-800-799-7233. And you can also text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to 88788. So why do people abuse someone else? We want you to first of all know that abuse is never okay. Domestic violence comes from a desire to gain and maintain a power of control over an intimate partner. Abusive people believe they have the right to control and restrict their partner's life, often either because they believe their own feelings and needs should be a priority in the relationship, or because they enjoy exerting the power that such abuse gives them. So, we want you to know that people that are abused may develop sleeping problems, anxiety attacks, low self-esteem, lack of trust in others, anger, inability to work, poor relationships with their children and others. Sometimes they may develop substance abuse as a way of coping, may result in death if the victim does not leave the relationship, in a timely manner before it becomes a physical abuse. There is sensitivity to rejection. And children who witness domestic abuse or domestic violence may develop serious emotional behaviors and also developmental or other problems. So, here we go, back once again, talking about the abusive relationship. And what we want you to know also that it may seem like caring when a person is being abusive to you, but it is really manipulation, exerting power and control. So, what is dating abuse? Also known as dating violence, intimate partner violence, or relationship abuse. It is a pattern of abusive behavior, usually a series of abusive behaviors over a course of time, used to exert power and control over a dating partner. Every relationship is different. As I said, I'm in an environment today that I can't avoid, so you may hear some background noise. Every relationship is different, but the things that's unhealthy is that abusive relations have in common are issues of power and control. Violent words and actions are tools an abusive partner uses to gain and maintain power and control over their partner. We wanted to just mention briefly about gaslighting. Gaslighting is a term that describes a typical emotional and psychological abuse in which an abuser convinces him or her victim that the abuse he or she is remembering didn't actually occur or wasn't nearly as severe as the person wants to say that it is. But normally it is. But that's what gaslighting does. And I really think that gaslighting really is the first introduction into domestic abuse. So here are some statistics for you. 1 in 3 high school students experience physical or sexual violence by someone they are dating. Young women 18 to 34 years old experience the highest rate of love that is not abuse. Among people who experience sexual violence, physical violence, and are stalking, most experience that violence for the first time before the age of 25. And we just mentioned that for high school students, 1 in 3 of them experience physical or sexual violence or both from a dating partner. It is vitally important that we specifically speak to and understand the statistics involved with the abuse in young people relationships. These statistics outline how widespread dating abuse is in their lives. Hopefully, next season will be better than today. We won't have all the background noise. It's difficult to realize that you are in an abusive relationship. It's hard for victims to understand that in an abusive relationship, since abusers insist what they are doing is normal. When you go on, so you have to pay attention to how the other person interacts with you. No one is immune to abuse or unable to become an abuser. It is never the fault of the abused person. Abuse is always the responsibility of the abuser. Supporting a friend in an abusive relationship. Before I go there, I want to repeat the National
from Domestic Violence Hotline once again. That's 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. And you may also text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to 88788. And that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The hotline number, the text number, and also the online, the chat line. One word, thehotline.org. You may call there to chat. If you are dealing with issues stemming from toxic or abusive relationships, talking to a therapist can make a big difference in how you feel. Abuse in any form should not be tolerated, but therapy and reaching out to your support network can help you recognize this and develop an exit plan. Physical abuse is not always the case of being in an abusive relationship. Once again, physical abuse is not always the case of being in an abusive relationship. Dating abuse is a pattern of behavior used to gain or maintain power and control over a partner. Physical violence is only one example. No one deserves to experience abuse in any capacity, and every type of abuse is serious. Recognizing, understanding types of abuse behavior assists in identifying the abusive behavior when you see them. Even one or two of the warning signs may be a red flag that abuse is present in your own relationship. And to name it through, controlling, telling you how to dress, isolating you, keeping you away from family and friends, only wanting you to spend time with him or her. And anyone can be abused. There is no socioeconomic status, no nationality, no gender. It happens to anyone. Other red flags, criticism, saying you are overweight, that you're ugly, that you're stupid, that you're crazy, ridiculing your beliefs, blaming you, making you feel guilty and responsible for their aggressive or destructive behavior, anger, overreacting to small problems, frequently losing control, violent outbursts, having severe mood swings, drinking, potty excessively when upset. Hostility, not notice the one first, it's subtle. You may ignore it, you may dismiss it, not pay attention to the signs. Picking fights, getting on the partner's nerves. Dishonesty, lying, stealing, taking information away from you. These are all signs of abusive relationships. So we just want you to be aware of the red flags. We are going to give you the National Domestic Hotline once again. And we're going to go ahead and call it in just a little early because of all the noise that we have in the background. Hopefully, Lord will. We will not go through this next week. And I'm just hoping and praying that you were able to gain information from our discussion on today. 1-800-799-7233. 1-800-799-7233. You may text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to 88788. And you may also chat online. One word, thehotline.org. We thank you very much for listening today. Please pass the information on to a friend. Pass the website on to a friend. And Lord's will, we will see you on next Tuesday from 1 p.m. to 1:15. You have a blessed day. May God continue to bless you. Amen.